Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:10 British Summer Time. Today is October 5th. I'm conscious of the fact that my audios have been rather long recently, so I'm going to attempt to compress this broadcast and keep it below 10 minutes. Let's first have a review of what's been happening today. Well, following yesterday's impressive rally in the last 40 minutes of trading on Wall Street, the bounce on in Asia this morning wasn't particularly impressive. A number of markets were actually on the downside. Those that were up but in the region of 1%. 1% in normal times would be a rather impressive, but in the current environment, it isn't particularly impressive, given the volatility that we continue to experience. In Europe, a number of markets were up in excess of 3%. The CAC, the DAX, the Euro Stoxx 50 were up in excess of 4%. In Europe, a large number of markets have lost downward momentum. They are rallying from the lower side of ranges. The FTSE is certainly in that category. It's been ranging in the region of 5,000 for much of the last 8 weeks, and it's currently rallying from the lower side of its range. The S&P is exactly the same. It's been ranging in the region of the 1,100 area for the last almost 2 months, and is rallying from the lower side of that range. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones is closing up 1.2%, the S&P up 1.7%, the Nasdaq 100 up 2.8%, TSX is up 2.5%, and Latin America also bounced in here today, but not by the same impressive margins. The Nasdaq found support at the early August lows yesterday and rallied impressively into the close. Today's advance of almost 3% on the Nasdaq 100 is very positive. It increases considerably the potential that you're going to see an additional rally towards the upper side of this range. So the volatility that we continue to experience is this week looking like it's going to be an up week, and it's been up 1 week and down the next week for a considerable period at this stage. In the commodity complex, West Texas Intermediate is stronger by $4. Brent crude by a smaller margin, by about $2. Brent pushed below the $100 mark yesterday. It's back above it today. It's up at $102. The positive tone on stock markets is feeding through somewhat into part of the commodity complex. Gold was also stronger in here today. It was up by $15.75. It's currently at $1,639. It continues to consolidate in the region, well, above the 200-day moving average at this stage. The 200-day moving average is in the region of $1,550. Silver, having been as low as 28.43 earlier on today, is closing out the day in positive territory. It's up 63 cents. It's at to 30.47. The palladium market is also finishing in positive territory, as is the platinum markets. They both reversed declines in here today. So platinum is finishing up $24. Both platinum and palladium are overstretched on the downside. Platinum in particular is came back into that $1,400 area, which is a potential area of support. They're both overextended. The potential for a relief rally has increased substantially. Follow through tomorrow would probably indicate that at least a short-term rally is getting underway. U.S. Treasuries were off their peak yesterday by about 2 points. They're down today almost a point and a half. Both gilts and bunds are down in excess of a point. U.S. Treasuries had gone right up to test their peaks. They pulled back yesterday. They've extended that decline in here today, but they still have this progression of higher reaction lows. And until that's been broken, we will not have evidence that this advance has ended, although it has certainly lost momentum. The U.S. dollar was a bit mixed in here today. The Australian dollar was a bit stronger. The Canadian dollar was a bit stronger by about a full cent in here today, but the Pound was a little bit weaker against the dollar. So was the euro, pretty much unchanged, in fact. And the Japanese yen was a tiny bit stronger against the US dollar. The US dollar has become really quite overextended on the upside versus a whole string of Asian and Latin American and Eastern European currencies. There is significant potential for an unwinding of the overbought condition. But the size of the rally that it has posted, particularly against a background of really quite depressed levels and what had been relatively consistent downtrends for the US dollar, does suggest that those downtrends have been broken, that significant technical deterioration by the US dollar would now be required to question the medium-term upside potential, albeit in the short term, it is probably more likely to pull back and consolidate than it is to extend the advances. When we look at Wall Street, or we look at stock markets generally, the majority of the selling pressure of late has happened in Asia and in Latin America. That's where you've had real trend deterioration. You see a large number of markets that have this very oversold short-term condition. From a medium-term perspective, there has been significant technical deterioration. From a short-term perspective, they're overstretched on the downside. They're due a bounce, and the likelihood is increasing that they are closer to the next bounce than the next major part of their decline. From a medium-term perspective, again, then support building is required. They need to build support. They need to demonstrate that they can hold a low. They need to demonstrate that they can close the overextension relative to their 200-day moving averages, push back above it. That moving average has to turn upwards. They would have to then start to post progressions of higher reaction lows. That's still a very big ask. We've had very large declines in a whole string of markets. So the focus of investor anxiety remains Europe, but the volatility that we've had is debilitating for investor sentiment. The weakness of Asian and Latin American currencies and Eastern European currencies is also debilitating because investors have become used to being able to invest in Asia and Latin America in an appreciating currency and in shares that have or markets that have significant capital appreciation potential. When those currencies start to underperform, it also puts pressure on leveraged traders. The yen carry trade was the funding mechanism of choice prior to the financial crisis, and the US dollar has become the funding currency of choice for leveraged traders over the last couple of years. The strength of the US dollar is indicative of a widespread deleveraging, and it's hit most where those leveraged traders were most active, and that has been in the commodity complex, and it's been in particularly in Asian and Latin American stock markets. In the commodity complex, the grain and beans have pulled back very sharply. Corn is right back to the $6 level. It was stronger today by 17 cents. It's also overstretched on the downside, and there is scope for at least a relief rally in here for a number of the commodities, and not least the grains and beans and the industrial metals. The European saga continues to unfold, and it has taken on the proportions of a soap opera at this stage. It's very much a case of who said what, and what we need is substantive action. There seems to be an increasing coalescence around the EFSF deal. Someone came out and said that Greece has got enough money to take it through to November. That's good news because the EFSF deal, in a best-case scenario, isn't going to be approved until at least late this month. Assuming that the EFSF deal is put through, then that will greatly increase the firepower of the European Union, and it will have less accountability, so it won't have to continue to go back to the various parliaments of the Eurozone to act. So that is There is light at the end of the tunnel in here. The potential for a Greek default remains very much a risk. I think there is a big question as to how much of that has already been priced into the market. The European banking sector is going to need to be bailed out. There are a number of banks that are in a very precarious position. The Eurozone has so far not allowed any bank to become bankrupt. A number have been nationalized. The Germans are beginning to talk about recapitalizing banks, and they are certainly looking to, within their own borders to do that. Commerzbank, in particular, is a troubled institution. Dexia in Belgium and in France, and a number of the other French banks will probably have to write down significantly more on their Greek loans than they have already done. They're going to require additional funds. The Eurozone bank sector continues to look like it is, well, is showing tentative signs of base formation development. So as long as it's doing that, then the investors appear to be betting that those banks are going to be bailed out, they are not going to disappear, and that the funds will be made available to make good those institutions in the event of an unruly default by Greece. It remains quite likely that there is going to be an orderly default by Greece, and that the core European financial institutions are going to be shielded from that to one extent or another. This remains a highly volatile environment. Markets are rallying at present. Much of Asia looks more likely than not to at least experience a relief rally. Time above all else is required to indicate that investor, or I think to lend support and confidence back to investors generally. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.